Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pipe. Now, today I would like to tell you about something extremely interesting, which is the evidence of a weak positive correlation between intelligence and fertility among Norwegian men. Now, as I've looked at on this show before, and you will hopefully you will know this, is that there is a negative correlation in Western samples between fertility and intelligence. And intelligence is about 0.8 heritable, and this and various other factors mean that it's very likely that this is leading to a decline in average IQ. But it differs by sex. So among women, the relationship is about minus 0.2, whereas among men it is about minus 0.1 or even weaker than that. So it's a very weak relationship among men. Why? Well, because of course highly intelligent women will dedicate their 20s and even the first half of their 30s to their careers, and they will just by the nature of biology end up having to limit their fertility. Whereas highly intelligent men who may do exactly the same thing clearly are less limited in their fertility. They can go on having children for as long as they can, really, into their 50s or even older than that. And so obviously one expects the negative relationship between fertility and intelligence to be weaker among men. And that is indeed the case. Now, those numbers are the case overall, are the case in meta-analyses of different countries or whatever, or in the case of are the case with regard to countries that industrialized very early, such as the UK or America. But they are not necessarily the case in all countries. There's all kinds of variants. There's all kinds of other factors that are interfering with this relationship. And so we shouldn't be surprised if in some countries there is actually a positive relationship, if this negative relationship hasn't been reached yet. And that is what we find in Norway. So the very interesting paper that's just been studied, published, titled Stability and Change in Male Fertility Patterns by Cognitive Ability Across 32 Birth Cohorts by Brent Bratsberg and Ole Rogeberg in the journal Biology Letters. And what they do is they look at the Norwegian birth registers between 1950 and 1981, and then they relate these to the Norwegian military data, because Norway has this system of conscription. And when you join the Norwegian army, made to join the Norwegian army, you have to take an IQ test, and therefore they can relate the results of the IQ test to the fertility of these males across time. And what they find is something very interesting. Ultimately, people who have higher intelligence have delayed but higher fertility than people who have low intelligence. So people who have low intelligence will have children and have children young, but they will end up having fewer children than those who have higher intelligence, even though those who have higher intelligence will start later. And this is a massive sample of people. This is 950,629 people that they've got a sample of in their military conscription data. So you can, and what was also found was that among those that have lower IQ, there is an interesting polarization, which is that you have more people that have absolutely no children at all among these men, and more men that have lots and lots of children. But that's the relationship. Basically, more intelligent men, there was a slight difference. Intelligent men tend to have slightly more children than less intelligent men, though they tend to start later. And what the researchers found was that the big driver of this, the big reason for this, was infertility, was having no children among particularly low IQ men. That was the driver of the relationship. So you might think that the driver of the relationship should be the fact, as I said earlier, that men can delay their fertility within reason for a very long time, and that would be the driver of it. So higher IQ men just delay fertility and then have lots and lots of children later. I don't know, second wives or whatever it happens to be. But no, that's not it. The driver of the relationship is very much that low IQ Norwegian men are not having any children. So I thought this was very interesting as a person that lives in Finland, which is a similar kind of society to Norway in a lot of ways. You have a very, very strong welfare state. You have extremely high levels of social trust. It's to a certain extent a highly ethnically homogenous society. It's very different from a country such as Britain. There are very small social class differences. The gene pool, as it were, is extremely small, which helps to 4 million people in Norway, 5 million people in Finland. Two average native people are something probably like fifth cousins or something, or sixth cousins. Whereas in England, two random people are 12th cousins. So you have this very small gene pool of very, very closely related people, which helps, I think, to create this very high trust kind of society. And it's also a society in Finland where there is a big problem with alcoholism. And this is noticeable, particularly among men who have lower impulse control than women, and are therefore more likely to become addicted to things, and in particular alcohol. And there is evidence that alcohol is a bigger problem in Norway. It's a bigger problem in Finland than it is in a country like the UK. And that's why it tends to be heavily restricted in both Norway and Finland. You can only buy wine and so forth from one state-owned shop, which there are branches in every significant town. In Finland, it's called Alko, this shop. And what you tend to notice in Finland, and I suspect it's the same in Norway from what I've seen of it, is that low status men have a tendency to become alcoholics. And once they become alcoholics, then they are basically repellent to women. Women are not interested in them. They are alcoholics. That's that. They are kind of to be shunned, if you like. And in my experience of these kinds of people in Finland, they tend not to have children. So I think in understanding what's going on, I suspect there are two key factors. First of all, Norway, I suspect, is a society which is very high in relative to, let's say, the UK, I think, in agreeableness, that's altruism and empathy, and in conscientiousness, that's impulse control and rule following, and a kind of sense of social solidarity. And I suspect that there's a strong pressure on Norwegian men who are of low social status, who don't have any money, basically, not to sponge off the society, and in a way that is not the case in the UK. Because the UK has basically higher levels of psychopathic personality, and just a broader social range of people, as you move down the IQ spectrum. And secondly, I suspect there is again a strong social solidarity. This idea, even among low IQ men, that pumping and dumping, as it were, getting lots of women pregnant and leaving them holding the baby, as might happen in the UK with someone like that Philpott fellow in Derbyshire, who had 17 children and accidentally killed a load of them in an insurance in a scam to burn his house down something a decade ago or so, Mick Philpott. I suspect you just don't get people like that in Norway. The level of social solidarity, of high agreeableness, of high conscientiousness is just too high, and so this, I suspect, limits the fertility of very low status men. And they don't end up having the kind of high fertility which they definitely do have in a country like the UK. And I suspect that the second reason may be to do with the prevalence of alcoholism, and simply the idea that low status men will tend to end up becoming, up to a greater extent than higher status men, alcoholics. And once they do that, then they are basically shunned. Women are not interested in them. Women do not want to have children with them. It's over for them in terms of fertility, in terms of having children, and so that may well be the case as well. I want a third factor, as I understand it, is that in those kinds of countries, in Scandinavian countries, women are considerably more educated on average than men. And women tend to sexually select for status, but of course this would and there but this would cause the limiting fertility of the women, not of the men. So I think that's what's going on. And as I say, you have this in Finland as well. And certainly, I've seen evidence that as recently as 1970, there was a positive association between education level among men and having children. So I think you're seeing the same thing. There's something about the Scandinavian society, Nordic society, whatever you want to call it, which limits the extent of the negative IQ fertility nexus among men. So, in terms of understanding how that can be reversed in other countries, I think we have a very interesting possibility here.
Okay, so we've come down from the house I showed you earlier, and we are now on the strip. And there's a very interesting shop here. It seems to mainly sell dildos, and very interesting dildos. We have here a Dirty Talk interactive fuck my cock with a Dirty Talk vibrating masturbator. Would you see this in a window in Singapore? Would you see this in a window in Budapest? Would you see this in a window in New Delhi or Riyadh? I think perhaps they might have something to say about it. There's a large black phallus there. I think I might go and inquire. I can't see the price. I'm going to go and ask how much it costs.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoy that little teaser from my recent American adventure, then click on the link below to jollyheretic.com and sign up to my mailing list for more.